Hare Krishna. Never stop chanting. If you see videos, the link, or actually the link that's here on the daily, this is a 5-minute clip that Govinda Maharaj sent me, a beautiful little video on Never Stop Chanting, which is about both chanting Hare Krishna, and it's also about the amazing Kirtan concert that he held in Dubai some weeks back, and the effect that it has on people. As Maharaj says, and the title says, I can never stop chanting, as Lord Krishna himself says, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, just always chant Hare Krishna. Considering the madness of the age, the madness of the world that we live in, the contamination that comes from the materialistic values all around us, it's not ordinary. It's Maya. Mama Maya, Duratyaya. It's Krishna's Maya. And because it's Krishna's Maya, it's not like the type of Maya that we can make, or it's not like the type of Maya that you, for instance, generate with a computer, some kind of simulated reality. No, this Maya is really powerful. It's Krishna Shakti, it's Om Purnamada Purnam, it's complete, it's perfect in every way. And the only thing that's more complete and more perfect is Krishna's Yoga Maya, is his internal potency. Aparyamitasthanyam prakriti vidhime param. Yes, there's this para prakriti. There's this prakriti which is beyond this Maya. And to access that prakriti, harinama eva kevalam, you only do it by chanting the Lord's holy names. And when we chant Krishna's holy names, then we become insulated from this Maya. And if we give that chanting to others, then we give them the opportunity to also get a different perspective on life. So when I saw this movie, it was just this morning that Govinda Maharaj and I were speaking about our fundraising campaign for Radhe Shyam. It's really in swing, or at least actually what's in swing is the expenditure of money. The income of money is not swinging so much, but we're trying to get it to swing a little more. The Shringasans are under construction. The marble has been purchased and is being cut. The furniture is being made. And things are coming together in, it's the 15th, July 15th. In 2.5 months, we're moving Radhe Shyam off the altar. Going to be a very, very exciting time. And we're discussing that with Maharaj, and then he sent me this link, and I watched that link. It was very, very inspiring, and so I took it down, and I played it for the devotees in the temple room, and we just spoke for about 10 minutes on the wonders of chanting Hare Krishna, the effect that chanting has on others, and the extraordinary benefits we reap by being the emissaries of the holy name. And if we can follow in the footsteps of Vaishnavas like Govinda Maharaj or Indudum Maharaj, who are always chanting Hare Krishna and engaging anyone they can in chanting Hare Krishna, certainly will become favored by the Lord. And one of the symptoms will be is that we can never stop chanting. Namagana Sadaruchi. When one attains that ruchi for the holy name, one can never stop day and night. The holy name is automatically going. So either through effort or through taste, one way or another, never stop chanting, never stop making the effort somehow or another to give that chanting to everyone. Lord Krishna recognize us that we're doing something little, something significant, something of value, something that will grab his attention to also benefit others so that they can get out of this horrible quicksand of material existence. Material existence, this horrible quicksand of madness, really, really madness, and bring about a little sense of sanity in the world. So chant, and never stop chanting, and look at the video, and never stop chanting. Hare Krishna.